There's no more beloved gun in the country than the AR-15. It's inexpensive, easy to use, customizable, and deadly accurate. But some of what makes the rifle so popular also has made it a flashpoint in the gun control debate. Guns in America's Heath Druzin has more.
This is our four-axis mill that you hear running in the background.
Jim Corbett is showing me around his busy workshop in the mountain resort town of McCall, Idaho. In 2011, he was a building contractor in McCall, with more time than work amid the subprime mortgage crisis. An amateur machinist, Corbett saw the popularity of AR rifles, so he started building them in his garage on a lark.
I'll kick on the fan here for a second and see if you can hear what it is.
8 years later, his company, Unique ARs, has migrated from his home to a warehouse and designs thousands of custom rifles and parts every year. The AR is the most popular civilian rifle in America. Its universal design makes it easy to swap out parts and give it a personal touch, like custom engraving. And, as Corbett explains, AR owners approach their guns like Harley owners approach their hogs.
They want to make it their own. And the AR-15 is that exact same thing for people that are firearms enthusiasts.
Corbett says he does homages to dead friends, dead pets, even one design that incorporated knitting needles.
Oh my gosh. Every time I think this is the most ridiculous thing, somebody ups the ante and goes one step further.
Came over, but didn't come up very far.
Jerry Frederick has two things that no one else in the world does.
That's the patch that there's only a few people in the United States Army that get issued that patch. That's a drill sergeant patch. This will defend.
Frederick, a former drill sergeant and retired cop, is showing me an AR rifle from Corbett's factory with a serial number that ends in 01. It's engraved with a waving American flag design and an oval seal painted gold. It's one of a pair of custom rifles he had Unique ARs build him from scratch.
I'm really proud of that, and obviously I'm not going to sell them.
According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, which represents the gun industry, Americans own up to 16 million ARs, and production has exploded in the past few years, spiking to an estimated 2.1 million in 2016, excluding exports. David Yamani is a sociology professor at Wake Forest University who studies American gun culture. I reached him by phone at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, the gun industry's largest annual showcase.
When people say it's America's gun, at least based on what's represented at the gun industry's trade show, that seems to be clearly the case.
ARs are so ubiquitous these days, it's easy to forget that they were largely outlawed just 15 years ago as part of the federal ban on ARs and several other semi-automatic rifles. But that ban expired in 2004. One group that was still purchasing ARs during the ban was law enforcement agencies.
You know, this is a weapon that our military used. The Colt AR-15 is what I was issued when I was on ATF SWAT team.
That's David Chipman. He's now a senior policy advisor at the gun control advocacy group, Giffords. Some gun control advocates point to the AR's effectiveness as a law enforcement weapon as a reason to restrict civilian access. Chipman wants to see ARs treated like machine guns, which are federally regulated and require a special tax and background check.
These weapons are as lethal as the fully automatic machine guns that we require registration with ATF. And so it makes sense to me that we would want to regulate them just like machine guns.
One of the early bills Democrats introduced after regaining control of the House is new regulation on what the legislation terms assault weapons. Gun rights proponents, though, point out that the vast majority of shootings are committed with handguns, not ARs. Corbett, from Unique ARs, sees going after the rifles as purely symbolic.
If you truly think that the gun is the reason for the violence, then why not go after the gun that is doing the most violence?
With Republicans in control of the Senate and White House, manufacturers like Corbett have little to worry about for now, but they know that could shift with the political winds. For Guns in America, I'm Heath Druzin.